好了，拜拜。我的意思，他的第二个就是呢，跟其他说这个就是最近的生意啊，他们其他方面谈，他这个是最次的，我们第二个。Anyone who stands and ministers the word of life to people with the privilege of God's command. I'm very happy for this part of it. Not just that it is a great season. Many people are being healed that doesn't know about it by now. So, if a meeting at any time comes here,get the praying for the sick and others, the anointing of the church, to deal with something that's growing, since I trust. And that is, it's assured of healing. The person's faith is a growing. And when it's left up, it's over. And that's how sometimes I can tell out into the audiences and how the people are healed, which we call the healed. It's growing, it's growing, it's just without someone pulling at you.
And it does not feel like the Holy Spirit when it comes. The Holy Spirit makes me feel happy. But when that comes on, the original teaching is very focused on community. And it's different. But it's sent from God. He said, Brother Branham, the ministry of angels, that was back in the Old Testament, like Daniel and so forth. But that's an error from me. That is wrong. Now, he said, since the Holy Ghost comes, the Holy Ghost leads the church. That's the truth. The Holy Ghost leads the church. That is true. But there's ministry of spirit sent from God. A special gift sent. Now, let me just ask you this, and then you. We all know that John the Baptist was a Christian or a holiness man. Don't you believe so? A Holy Ghost man. He was born from his mother's womb, full of the Holy Ghost. But it was an angel that came down and announced his birth, Gabriel. Is that right? Before Zachariah. Mary, Gabriel came again. Now, angels come to people, but when Gabriel comes, it's something major. Big major. Gabriel will announce the second time, the groundless of God, the day of Now, notice this. They can say, well, they were before the Holy Ghost. Same. Well, after the day of Pentecost, when they received the Holy Ghost, how many of them being still had the Holy Ghost? That's true. Now, who was the Holy Ghost calling to go to the dead? And Jacob was the angel of the Lord that appeared to him. Not the Holy Ghost. The angel of the Lord. Is that right? Appeared to him. How many believe that Peter, St. Peter had the Holy Ghost? Let's see your hands. Sure. You're all believing. But when he was in prison, and he had a prayer meeting with John Mark now, it was the angel of the Lord that came into the prayer. Is that right? You had the Holy Ghost. How many of you Paul had the Holy Ghost? Well, after 14 days, there was no moon, stars, or light. He was down in the gallery praying. And he came out to the gate of the church where the angel of the Lord, who is further than I am, was coming last night. Is that right? The angel of the Lord. How many of you John the Revelator had the Holy Ghost? Sure he did. Well, the whole book of Revelation was revealed to me by an angel. And John fell down to worship the angel. Is that right? He said, see that you do it now. No true angel will stand to be worshipped. That's right. They don't want to be worshipped. Worship God. For I am a disciple of servants to the prophets. And those who had the testimony of Jesus Christ. He was an angel sent from God. John or those apostles or anyone, the Holy Spirit is in the church. And the teachers here, all the scriptures will teach you these things. There are 9 spiritual gifts in the church. They operate anywhere in the church. For instance, at this point, we're denied. Conceal the entire body of Christ. The Holy Spirit leads the body of Christ. And in this body, there's 9 spiritual gifts. They are here in the body. Gifts of healing. Gifts of prophecy. It might fall upon someone here tonight. This lady will say, here, this man or this man. And he may give a prophecy, and it will be true, but it would never work on a baby again. It might come back and say, that doesn't make him a prophet. That makes, we're in the body. By one spirit, we're baptized in the body and subject to these gifts. And when the body says, yeah, remember what Paul said, something reveals the one thing by name, Holy Spirit, and so forth. I said, that's the apostolic church. That's how it should be now. And in that, there might be one tonight for the prayer of faith, for the prayer of prayer faith, or to heal someone. That gift that's healing might be on that night. It might be upon this lady here tomorrow night. Upon this man over here the next night. Might come back to her. It's in the church, the body. Now, those are the 9 spiritual gifts that's in the body. Now, they work through the body. But then there is gifts and callings without existence. That's an authenticated prophet sent from God. From, you don't receive that. That's a gift sent from God that's born from your birth. Come down through, get tested down through. That's a prophet, not a gift of prophecy. Who ever stood to judge Isaiah to see whether his prophecy was right? They know some time through that he was a prophet. Who stood to say to Jeremiah, when God told him he gave a prophet, before he was born from his mother's womb? Now, all around through his life, they know he was a prophet. But this spirit of prophecy is in the church now. He said, if one prophesies, let two or three judge. See? He is the wrong spirit out into the church. See, this is the day and the order. So the teachers will get those things later on. But what I mean is they haven't already got into them. So with the church, it's time that the church needed some good old-fashioned apostolic teaching of God to get the thing lined up. The gifts and callings are in the church, but the people don't know how to control themselves. They don't know how to take a hold of God. And why I've asked the managers today and talking to them, I could give you an opportunity. In the advertising, the voice of the ministers, you would like, I'm not a preacher, but I do love God. And the time to do my healing campaigns, that would come to individual churches and so forth and teach the truth of the word, just like that, in the individual churches. So I believe we're living in the last days, just in shadows of the coming of the Lord. And I know it has to be given a time for a while, and I want to be able to say that day, Lord, I've done the best I could. You say, I want you to say, well done. And well done. And I want to do all that I can to help the people. Now, get the feeling, sir. When I come to pray for the sick, I pray in my room, and I fast much, and I pray much, and I seek the Lord, and come down, and minister to the people. And he does the thing.
Someday our mortal eyes will see step to the last.
and give it away quickly, which is for you. Give it the heart of the power of the heart. The brother theater on the post back when I was a student. He arrived from Jesus and obedient to the Holy Spirit. He gave it to God and the heavenly host. God needs us to finish the ministry. The brother theater is a place to the unbelievers and some of the black works. Have a bucket for the ride. But we're so thankful that you're with us. Down through the hours of the sun. Now tonight, if you can pray for a little group, something in there is something over there for us. They know more about you. Some of them are very sick. I'm trying with all my heart. All that I know of now. Speak to them and tell them. With this, much as for your poor American servant to do. I'm so thankful that these past 2 months you have confirmed and testified by a soul that which is true. I'm very thankful. I trust that it's believed among all, Lord. Giving me all praise and all the glory, for we know it's true only through you. You can lead me, Father, and I have been promised from you.
of Jesus, and he was a devout man,
God has never left himself without a testimony. There's always been somebody, somewhere, that God could put his hand and say, here's my church. He's always, it's gotten down to sometimes just about one letter. But God has always had a witness. You believe that, don't you? More than many times, prophecy and so forth. But he's never left himself without an earthly witness. And he can work you, teach you, he can go out and get your criticism, and declare him. That's right. And I'm thankful he's got many, many hundreds of words now he can work you just before the time. Like Jesus, or a manager, but a reason. You bring me a letter of him. Baptist preacher at our meeting, the Baptist church, and I told him about the vision of the Lord to get in, and he made fun of them. He criticized them. When I told him about the angel coming, he said, what did you eat for supper today? Better run back over. I said, brother, I do not appreciate this. All right, if you don't want me, there will be somebody who will go to see for Father sent me. And I said, go. He said, take it around the world and go to study with it. Well, amen. I never thought that the Lord was finished. And his plan. And he had a great letter, Brother Lindsay, in his habit of this Baptist minister, now a apologizing his great man. Writing to Brother Lindsay the first in the paper that he apologized. He said, if I had given him more spiritual, he would understand more about the powers of God and how deeply these things were done. The following sense of faith of my brother. I have nothing to do with the country, none of my life. My family was none of them Christians, nothing. Yeah, I was just born at that time, and God ordained it at 5 years now. Nothing in myself, I was saved in a Christian faith for me, nothing. But when my people become Christians, I remember the first one of them, and my mother, and she said, I baptized her. Way out in the river, and my old grandfather, 90-some-odd years old, he was out in the river, and all down the river. Now, Simeon was an old man, but he was God's word. I remember, he had a great reputation. I know that I'm speaking tonight with ministers who had great reputation, people, the Christian parents here. But the best reputation he ever had was being a Christian. Now, Simeon was a great man, but now the Holy Ghost came down and revealed to him, though he knew, that he was not going to die until first he'd seen the Lord's Christ. Now it was a spiritual revelation by the Holy Spirit that he was not going to see death until he'd seen Christ. Now remember, he was old, but he was. That, I imagine someone said, well, that fellow's just a little off in his head. Well, if we've been looking for Christ to come for 4,000 years. Great man. From Adam on down had looked for the woman's seed to come through to serve his head. They looked for the Christ for 4,000 years. That's right, Jesus, you know that. But you're an old man. Old age. But I'm not going to die. Until I see the Christ, or the Holy Spirit told me so. There's a good reason, isn't it? You believe God is told, you hear? The Holy Spirit gave you revelation, you're not going to die, can you? Until you see the Lord Christ, then you say, amen, I believe. Take that with it. Alright. Now we haven't got two Holy Spirits, there's only one. And that same Holy Spirit that revealed at the center is in the building tonight. I love the Word. The Holy Spirit feeds on the Word of God. Christians should always read the Bible, for the Holy Spirit feeds, its food is the Word of God. Man shall live by bread alone. Amen. There it is. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's what the Christian lives on. The Word. And the Holy Spirit loves the Word, and should not you receive the Word. And it's in you, and as the Word comes forth, then the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God and reveals it. Simeon, this old man now, he's age, was revealed by the Holy Spirit that he wasn't going to die until he seen the Lord Christ. Did I mean to go to the pilgrims out off the road? And he said, I've seen Brother Branham falling on the platform. That he had a cancer. That he needs to ask for the other man to go ahead and testify and tell the people to testify of their healing before they were healed. Go out of the audience. Follow the way. Go ahead and testify. To believe God and testify. Because then he goes around and says those people were healed. I said, you know what I'm going to do? Take your friend over there and worry about that. He said, that's the reason that I need to be told about you. Man, that's what people do not understand. There's no other way in the world to be here telling you to die in the face. Look, Abraham believed God. And he testified concerning the things that were of not, and he had God's word back as a best for Abraham. 25 years later, the promise came to come to pass. And the day we could keep our instructions here, stay by the sun before we get done with all the things that the instructions that they told us, right? The order is eventually going to keep it out of here. You got me? That's what you expect. When you believe it in your heart, you stay for it. You do not look at it. If you look at something, for sure you are. Anytime,
somebody's word, right? Either what you're looking at or what God says.
You know, I had stomach trouble. So bad, even the doctor said another would be shameful. That was nailed, too. I checked it in the wrong scripture. He's a high priest of my confession. I said, I refuse to testify anymore, nothing but what God said. I think his word. Jesus died to heal. Every one of you is healed. Everyone is healed right now. Jesus is already healed you. You just have to confess it. You believe it. That's right. By whom starts your word? That's his deal. That's when he's given a cow over you. That's when you overcome all sickness and sin and all. A cow will for you. It's like a table set. It's there. Only you have to believe. You have to accept it, believe it in your heart, and confess it. And he's the high priest of your confession. When I started to eat and start first mouthful, the doctor said, one mouthful, you can see the chest. You know, you can see it right now. And I eat beans and cornbread and onions. Yes. I thought it and I asked a blessing over it and got it in my mouth and chewed it up and swallowed it. The devil said, you're dying. Here, come back up. I walked my hand over my mouth and swallowed it back again. I said, no, sir. Mm-hmm. I refuse. No, sir. Somebody's right. Either what my assistant says or what God says. I listen to what he says. I went out on the street and the hot water ran out of my mouth. I said, that's how I will. I do believe that Jesus is in my mouth. How you feeling? I said, wonderful. Did he know? Sure. How you feeling? Fine. Anything wrong with nothing. How you feeling? Fine. Are you healed? Sure. I stayed out there day after day, week after week, and I was healed one morning. I've been easy. I kept in all these words. Nobody ever cast it away from me, but the Word said so. And the Word of God was the seat sitting any place, any time, anywhere, on any condition. That's right. That's what it is. It's God's word. Heaven's and earth will pass away, but my word shall never fail. Believe it. Yet we're added to steam away faith. But faith cometh by hearing, hearing of the word. That's where faith comes. By hearing the word, the foundation. It's just like this. Jesus, the God that come into all, hallowing into the earth, and bring a little tree when it's planted in the earth, a little apple tree about that big. It's stuck right out in the ground. Every apple that will ever be on that tree, every blossom, every leaf, every limb, that will ever be on that tree in its right thing. Is it different? Where does it come from? Now the tree is put in the ground, and the only thing the tree does is drink. It just drinks and drinks until it swells out and swells out. And until it pushes out limbs, blossoms, apples. And Christ is the gospel fount of life. We are planted in him by the Holy Spirit and his grace from him. Every person that's a Christian, the devil won't care how much you come to Christ as long as you don't drink. You can stand at the table in your mouth and say, well, I'm here. I'm here. You're afraid to turn your faith loose. See? I love Jones. A man in the life meeting in Minneapolis, the brother knows how weakness I love that hunt. And he says he's a rival. Know how I love him. A hunting, life is a teaching. So he said, I've got the life of such a hunting. It's for hunting. If I never use it, it'll never do me no good. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, everything that you have need up for earth journey in your day. Turn it loose, let it go to work. Let your faith loose and believe God. Now, Simeon had a promise of the Holy Spirit. That he wasn't going to die until he'd seen the Lord's Son. And he wasn't afraid to testify of it either. Someone said, sure, he said, but he'll be here. The Holy Spirit told me so. How marvelous. Don't you love that? When I'm going to people, yes, I'm not going to die until I see. Why, Simeon, I quit saying that because you're a good man among the sinners. But I tell you, brother, Now, notice, then he looked there and he said, oh, the Holy Spirit told me so. I want you to know. Now, they didn't have a press in those days. And they didn't have radio or television as we are today. So the only way they could send messages was right away or from mouth to ear. Back over on the hills of Judea one night, the angels came down to San Francisco to shepherds and said, go down to Judea, Bethlehem, or down there to Fort Knox. Some wise men, astrologers, came from all over every part of the country, went over to the Indians. They died, came to visit the Christ, for they see the sign of heaven and the sea, going to stop. So one morning, it came to pass that in the temple, both came out of the temple. No. One morning, the temple, let's imagine it's on Monday morning. They're all busy around the temple, sitting in the prayer room praying. Mothers all came up to the temple, the same people in the church from that day, and they come to all their purification, and come to the church for 8 days. All let's see, there were 50 mothers standing lined up that morning, ready for the purification offering. Some of them standing out there, two lambs for lambs, what it was. That was a rich child to offer lambs. But a poor child had to offer fertilizer. Look all down through there and lay down the line. Notice, I see a little faithful mother standing with a baby wrapped in flowers, holding two little turtle doves in the head of the house. Adding to this floor, I'm glad God loves the poor people. I see her kind of little baby in his mouth. She's going to let go of the baby. All of a sudden, and all of that mass of people, the Holy Spirit spoke out everything. And every time, just the fact that he was taking you to the people. And then I come to the people, walk right down that line and stop. That's where that mother was. Picked up that building, conscience of law. Let our servant be talking to you, according to your word, from our eyes, see for salvation. Why? He had the promise of the Holy Spirit. That's how the Holy Spirit lives. Well, the Holy Spirit promises, he knew the promise was. So if the Holy Spirit promises, he can see me, I'll be waiting until not down the line. If you didn't come out of the way by the Holy Spirit, the same time, there was an old woman there, trained to be blind, a woman named Robert. Maybe she'd go over in the corner and play with her head. All at once, the Holy Spirit came from the earth, and then she jumped away with the people. Moving around, turning to dead people, blind, trained to be one of the dead. What was it? The Holy Spirit moved you. How those people to have the promise. How many of you might go to the divine healing? Yes, it's true. Isn't it strange? You think the divine healing is in God's hands. You can do it. Isn't it strange that the Holy Spirit moved you to the death of the life and life of God? Don't you think it's the Holy Spirit? It's the Holy Spirit that you right up the right place now. You can be here right now. You're at the right place, the right time. The same Holy Spirit that led you was led you here tonight. Are you thinking you have a promise of the Holy Spirit you're going to meet them? You believe that? Or is it strange you're right here tonight? The same Holy Spirit that led you was led you. Just at the right place. I'm going to go to the back. The back is going to go up. The back is going to go up. which serve the government. Thousands were attending. Their name was Marvel Corrosion. They came here, sat on the bed. The fire and damage of food, the fire of the need, the life of the place, the fire of work, the fire of the need, the world of the world of my country. People walk over, find the body down out of the street, and throw it over the road out of the street, and take this. Now, see, call, bully, and look down at such people who are easy, but turn away your hands upon your daughter of God. I'll lay my hands upon it. Pray I want to protect this man of faith. Immediately, my sin is me. I was thrust down to the first place. And all that, even called the name of Simon, the sent from the trunk for him. You have a letter right now. King George, the name of the world that came from. So I wrote for you to speak about what the soul must to take place. And that was done in the second of the first prayer. Now, many great things are going on. Just to the inside out. Many times I don't talk to this, but down on the inside of things go wrong. Walking on the street in our own doghouses, down the birds, many places over the street, which sit on the table. Many things the Lord shows. I said to my brother Baxter, which is second person, now, we don't even, whether after Ben Baxter, when he wakes up or he wouldn't start out, I would see you and the rest of God and the house, what is the name? The word, and I said, if we look in the window, I said, we've been gone about a half hour, and I'm doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. Brother, some of the brothers stand down and see now, but you know, if he has a corner, he'll be a man with a right hat on, step out, he won't be telling 30%. He shouldn't be just right. And we're going about doing these words, and you're coming down, walking down the steps. Your faith is short, that's the inside, it's not on that end. Before we leave, they found out what hotel we were in, and somehow you couldn't even get, but it's just around the lobby for me, everything. I took it out the door. And the fellow boy took us down to the good breakfast, and the papers out over the day, down the alley, down in the street. And I was going out a little place called, I think it's called Hollow House or something like that. And I was eating. One morning, we were going down, a couple mornings after that, I had a quarter of my day. Not as if it's not the need to hear people, but it's such a pool, I was just about gone. I was going down the street, just to Martin Marvin, heard about it picking up, she used to go sit in the meeting, that's the piece of paper in front of us. And then I was going over there, I was walking down this Hollow House, and all these things got me right here.
Well, I know I can't live if you need to nail the surgery down there in grave, and he was malicious.
I said, this can't be done to do my poses for practice. I just took the one before and said, I prayed to the Lord told me this morning in a dream to be here in the secretary on the outside of 10 and 6 tonight. There it was. Oh, my. We went on down. We started walking on down. What a moment her clothes was loose on her where the Holy Spirit was healing her. We went right on down the street. I was going to start across the street and something said, don't cross the street. It's a whole good love story to get a little colored look to the baby who had to keep the room all day. I said to the wife, I said, you all go ahead and go right through the alley and have the dog stand out loud and down a few minutes. And so I said, we'll tell you to wait here. I stood there for about 20 minutes. I said, my wife said, the baby engine's wrong. So I waited there just a little bit. And there's a look, and I went back to the completion half an hour. And I got back to the corner. I said, oh, heavenly Father, what is this? What have this for you? I waited back a little bit. You said, it's normal. You got there. I said, it's a ball shift. It's a ball. I said, go down to the corner. I went down to the corner, stood there. It's crossed over. Went over to the other side. Stood there. About 10 minutes. The cops got going. It's close over in the traffic. Put that piece of track by and so forth. After that, after a while, there was a, I seen a woman coming behind all the rest of the traffic. She had a little check at work, one of those Canadian hands, right? And she had a pocket open her arms, she was looking sideways, and the spirit said, go near to her. I went over and stood by her like that. Before she passed out, and I looked the other one, and I went behind. Oh God, I've never seen it in my life. I know it's nothing. I know that is your heart. And just then she turned and looked back and she was about 20, 30 feet away from me. Oh, what a grand name. And she ran back out. She said, oh, no, she's going to cry. I said, what's the matter? She said, they ran on to Canada. Well, I thought you all to Canada. She said, two nights, I sat in the old lobby. She said, someone gave me a nickel. Yesterday, to do something for him. But I got a cup of coffee and I don't want to roll out. I think we're going here to hitchhike. Back to Canada, so that they think they had to get so much money when it came over. And so I said, go back to Canada, I'll have 1 5 cents for coffee. And so I went over all the time, going out to Lord, I'll always be out here to get, and I always feel good turn to your right. Suddenly I crossed the street, I didn't know where I was going. And I said, what's the trouble? She put my hand over there. He said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that voice is coming out of his mouth like that. He talked to me, he said, I know you better learn. 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 Whatever I am, God, I will tell you. Let me come in. Let me come in.
I'm not over the same subject. Those dear, beloved people who have been such great take water, trust it and believe it. Oh God, please put the dam around the throne, God. Around every tree for the sea of life and strength. There, stand on and talk together. Years after years, that eternity rolls on. See all those who've been tried as furnaces of fire, during the lion's den. All in silence and put in jail. Those who left out of spirit down the ages, even for fast toward the age. When the great robe of the church has been thrown around it. Oh, Father, how we thank you. Keep to our hearts of light, and may there be no evil among us. May there be knowledge, patriotic faith to stand for it. Upon God's promise, which is infallible, it has to come to pass. You promised Abraham, he believed it. You are leading us today by your Spirit. Going into the service now, ask your Father to be with us and bless everyone. Help me as I pray for the sick, for others out there, sick to vision. Look up, hit the promise, just now. Say, Father, I already need you. I have the promise, I'm here, are you anointing? The Holy Spirit falling down like tongues of fire, setting upon each heart, burning with Christian faith and people. Bless me, now, Father. May the angels have sent forth to the last church. Stand by tonight, speak these diseases, go over demons, clear and scream, Lord. May your power be predominant for driving out over the sick persons in the village, out of these afflicted people who sit in your chairs, bound, shaking. Go tell our healthy, lovers, catch your end, Lord Christ, and the Spirit of God. Bless us tonight as your better children. There is a great faith just before the great tribulation and the coming of the Son of God. Or we ask it in His name. Amen. Don't you know the prayer cards from high 85 to high 95? From high 85 to high 95. We have taken that according to number. My life is you are
Jordan. And the path over to the promised land. Why? They had a promise. Tonight, friends, we are weary and smiles in the last river we come to is going to be Jordan. Is that right? I'll see some days I go home, I don't get to stay in as much. My wife's almost a stranger to me. My baby, one time I come, didn't even know he was scared of me. I changed, I lost my hair and everything else in the shoulders and boots. Wasn't her daddy. And I go, God, but I'm on the battlefield. Some of these days I'm sleeping, I'm coming down to where she's afloat and learning. That's right. I'm going to raise both hands and scream to the top of my voice, Glory, Jordan. I'm going to cross over. And we're going over. Well, we had the promise in my father's house, as many mentioned, that it wasn't so I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Come again to me, speak into myself. Some of these islands we're going to cross over, aren't we? Now, while you're here tonight and in need, let's cross over now into the promise of God, promise of your need. Is there a promise? That's for the things you desire. When you pray, believe you receive them. And you shall have them. Right? St. Mark, letter 24. Jesus Christ speaking to you. His words cannot fail. And I said, Brother Mark, you pray, and you make a mistake sometimes. No, no. You promise. I believe you. I can make a mistake, but he can't. His word can pray it. But pray it. And now you stop and pray this. Abide with me, will you? Just want a little more. I couldn't look this way. Father, he's not the Spirit of the Lord. I've been speaking out of trust and I have been thinking this morning. I've been sitting on the water away. Right here in my life side, not on yet. That's true. I feel it coming from here to. I'm not for the ground. You're always near. But if you get out, someday God will maybe let you know one. It's just you got out and you settle down. It's stretched you to feel strange. When you sit around, you get milky like. Just kind of strange feeling. Have a real reverence. Ah. Oh. That's what you reverence everyone. Let your spirit move. I believe with all your heart you're cool here, but friends, God knows when I'm coming to the chair. The Father will be just bless us tonight. If I'm in this world, Lord, many are going to be coming next to me. Any blessing tonight? Give your presence. How we ask for the peace.
Father, like a little baby is before him, and he's holding a hand. He has her hand in his, and he's diagnosing her case. Thank you.
what the need is. If you put the people to the need, if you sit here and you pray, nothing shall stand before the prayer. Now, after they will not believe, they will be given to the time.
Not yet.
Now, you know the difference.
Thank you.
Take yourself up and say grace to the Lord and walk away from that one. Amen.
He's been diagnosing the case of a woman about 50 years old.
Thank you. Get over it everywhere. That's what you got.